Fisting today with Dale Ludwig. He's the board president at Protect the Harvest. Thanks for joining us today, Dale. Can you first just kind of tell us a little bit about Protect the Harvest?
Well, it's an organization that Protect the Harvest is an organization that started about 10 years ago. We just had our 10-year anniversary that kind of came after a Proposition B in the state of Missouri that had HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, trying to put additional restrictions on some ag things, especially pet breeders. And then after that, we started Protect the Harvest and worked on a campaign to get the right to farm legislation passed. So what we're trying to do is to inform, educate, protect farmers, ranchers, hunters and fishermen, people that need to eat. We're just trying to make sure that there aren't organizations out there passing regulations and making things much more difficult for people in agriculture, and that we continue to have an adequate food supply long term.
Well, you're also doing important work because there's so much misinformation out there that it begins to kind of get hard to even wade through it all.
Well, it really is. And the interesting thing is, if you go back 10 years ago when we started, it was basically HSUS that was the organization that was out there, and they raise a huge amount of money by exploiting poor puppies and people by taking their money, acting like they're going to take a hungry puppy and do something good for it, but they spend almost no money on taking care of animals. And today the horizon looks so much different in that there's about 39 other groups in addition to HSUS. Now, many of those are either offshoots of HSUS. They may share the same board members and also get some of their funding from them. But they've started a whole bunch of different additional organizations that kind of do the same thing.
So you guys go around and you basically respond to all of the misinformation and kind of set the record straight.
That's what we try to do. And our social media department, I think, does a wonderful job of providing information to people. So therefore, they inform and educate, trying to make sure that people understand that there's these organizations out there that don't have the best interest of agriculture in mind, especially as it relates to animal agriculture and food. You know, and even pets for that matter. They don't think that animals should be used for anything, quite honestly. And so we try to make sure people understand that. And when necessary, we may, you know, get involved in elections that have propositions that are going to harm someone. And so that's how we try to protect and respond to some of these things. And or we get calls from individuals from time to time that might, have a situation on their farm that they need some information or help, and we try to help them.
Well, I would think that with social media like it is today, you have a pretty hard job because people can literally get on there and just make up whatever they want. It doesn't have to be factual. It's not fact-checked. And you really just have no idea because they're literally just making it up.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, we do have on staff several people that are really good at responding to those things and trying to correct them. At the same time, if it's a personal experience, as you're saying, they could just make up just about anything that they wanted to. But, you know, at the end of the day, if people think about it, it's like nobody cares more about those animals than the people that actually own them. And they're going to make sure that they get treated in a proper manner. And that's one of the things that HSUS is big on, that we have a responsibility to take care of animals and that they need to be fed and have water and shelter. At the same time, we don't believe they have rights. But animal welfare is one of the top priorities we have.
Well, you mentioned government policies. Of course, we've got a new administration that's coming in. What are some of the big goals for Protect the Harvest in the upcoming year?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is to reach out more to law enforcement. I don't know if you've heard of a project called Project Counterglow. It's extremists are encouraging different groups to want. They first have a website where you can list all of the different farms. It would include meat processing facilities. It would include pet breeders, anyone that's involved in animal agriculture, and they have almost 30,000 different locations listed on this website. So with 30,000, it's a little bit hard to say they're targeting very much, but it is kind of scary, the fact that they're coming up with a list and they're going to, you know, pick somebody on that list and decide to go out and harass them. So we're trying to make sure that law enforcement understands kind of what this group is. And sometimes they come on your farm and act like they have authority to actually, you know, take animals off your farm and that sort of thing. And we just want to make sure that law enforcement understands who these people are, and they don't have that authority. And so law enforcement is a group to call if they have somebody show up on their farm.
Well, and that's why it's so important when farmers and producers are hiring people to work on the farm, they've got to vet those people. You can't just hire anybody now like you could a few years ago, because people always have, sometimes they have hidden agendas.
There's no question about that. And you know, there are kind of a list of things that you can go through in a process of trying to vet them. But at the same time, if they're pretty good at like being sneaky, it's really pretty hard to catch them, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Well, Dale, thanks for all the work that you're doing. We appreciate you sitting down to talk with us today.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the time, Casey. I certainly have enjoyed it. And, you know, if you get a chance to like visit our website, it's protecttheharvest.com. There's a lot of good information on there. If you have any questions, contact us through the website.
Excellent information. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Casey.